In today's episode, we're going to hear from hikers and some park rangers and their strange encounters while in nature. But before we get into the stories, did you know that 61% of Dreadheads selected Cosmo Kramer as their favorite Seinfeld character? So smash that subscribe button until it turns gray, because I tell strange and weird encounters every single day. I grew up very close to Glacier National Park in the city of Kalispell. And together with my brother, I spent a lot of time in my childhood swimming in the lakes, camping, and exploring the forests. Kalispell is a small city and a pretty tight-knit community, and people were generally very proud of the national park, being that it was one of the first in the U.S. It has crystal clear lakes and a well-preserved ecosystem that makes up part of the crown of the continent. And even our grizzly bear population is still at historical levels, where they've declined drastically almost everywhere else in the country. Back in 2010, I was back living in Kalispell for a few weeks. I had been lucky to get the time off work, and while I was home, I really tried to make the best of my time, visiting old friends, reconnecting with my brother and my dad, and spending my time hiking all the old trails around the glacier, the ones that I knew so well from my childhood. One day, I got a call from my friend Joe, who told me he was going out to hike the Highline Trail. He said I should come along. I knew that trail well because it was one of my mom's favorites. I had done it many times before when I was younger. After we parked, we took a shuttle car up to the Going to the Sun Road and made our way over towards the Highline Trail. It was a tough climb, and about halfway up the trail, we paused to take in a great view of the mountain ranges and the forested valleys below. We moved on after a few minutes, and I was saying something to Joe, but he wasn't paying attention. He was looking intently at something in the distance. I followed his gaze, and then I saw this dark figure on the trail ahead. It was about 2 miles away, but we could see it pretty easily because the trail looped around and down below us. Joe took out his binoculars, and when we looked through them, whatever he saw made him halt in his tracks and cursed out loud. I asked him what it was, but he just cursed again. I looked back again, and then the figure, which looked to me like a gorilla or something, was kind of loping around the trail, putting its head down to the ground, and sniffing or searching for something. It was big. I could tell that much even from this distance. It was moving beyond where I would be able to see it, so I snatched the binoculars off Joe and took a look before it could get away. What I saw shocked me more than I can say. I was looking at some kind of gigantic dog, but one that seemed horribly deformed somehow. Its back was arched and very shaggy with thick black fur. It had an ugly head, like a dog but with horrible fangs jutting out the front of its mouth, and it had a really wide jaw that seemed to connect with its shoulders more than what little neck it had. It looked like some type of disgusting gargoyle, down there bouncing around from one spot to the next on these four massive legs. But I almost lost my mind when it stood up on two legs and started walking around like a human. In another second, it was gone behind some trees. I dropped the binoculars and looked at Joe. He had gone kind of pale, and I asked him if he had any idea what in the heck we just saw. Of course, he had no idea, no more than I did. But we thought we probably weren't in danger if it was gone off in the other direction. We decided to go back the way we came so we could try to warn people that there was something unusual on the trail. We eventually talked to a park ranger who seemed skeptical of our story. I mean, who wouldn't? The best he could tell, our description might have fit some kind of huge wolf. But when we told him about how it walked, he said we must have been mistaken. Joe and myself agree, though. We saw what we saw. I was a ranger at Glacier National Park back in the 80s. I remember one particularly warm summer. Well, warm by our standards. We had been getting a lot of calls. Things like people getting injured on the trails. A few encounters with animals. Even one missing person who was thankfully found alive after a half-day search. One incident that we got that summer really stuck with me, though. And it had to do with a young woman who came into the ranger station at the Apgar campground in the late afternoon. She looked pretty out of sorts when she came in, bursting through the door. She was out of breath and she looked really frightened. So I immediately sat her down and tried to calm her down. I asked her what happened, and the first thing that she said to me was she had seen the devil at the lake. Of course, this was nonsense to me, and I wondered if she might be drunk or maybe in need of some kind of help that I couldn't give her, if you know what I mean. But when she calmed down a little and she had some coffee, I got more of the story out of her. And if you can believe it, the story got even stranger. She had been out hiking all morning and finally stopped down by Lake McDonald to have a rest just after noon. She had been sitting there, taking in her surroundings and eating something, when she heard the noise of trees being disturbed off to her left. She looked, and the noise got louder, until she could see the head of a dog emerging from the trees. In a few seconds, it had reached the bushes near the lake, and finally it come out, and she saw it. It was some type of massive, hideous dog, but walking on its hind legs. It was walking beside the lake, but didn't look around. It just kept going wherever it was going. The whole time it had been there, this young lady sat there frozen, as she said, which I guess meant she was paralyzed with fear. But as soon as it was gone, she had left, not even stopping to pick up her bag. Now, all of this sounded unbelievable to me. I was about sure this lady was a bit too hyped up on drugs, or lack of oxygen, or maybe both. I later found out that one of the other rangers knew her, though, and she was a local out of the town of Whitefish. Well, the young lady refused to go back there, and I called another ranger to escort her to her car. I went down to the lake to retrieve her bag for her, and I had a good look around the area while I was there. And sure enough, down at the lakeside, not 50 yards from the bag I found belonging to the lady, there were these strange tracks in the soft mud beside the water. Massive five-toed tracks that I couldn't identify. I was more curious than anything. And when I did some searching, I found where it must have come out of the bushes, too. And the strangest of all, I found some black stuck on the branches where it come through the trees. It smelled completely foul, and it wasn't from any animal that I could think of. And not only that, but its fur was at the height of my head off the ground, somewhere that I wouldn't normally expect to find it. I began talking to the other rangers after that incident, and I found out that somewhere in the park, there's at least one of these kind of sightings every year. Most rangers write them off as pranks or just animals mistakenly being identified. But I saw good proof down there by the lake that the lady who came into my station that day had seen something real, and it scared her bad. When my dad retired and moved to South Carolina, I would go visit him and my mom once or twice a year if I could. But it's a long way from my home in Maryland. And that year, it was fall, and I hadn't been home to see them in over a year. My dad and I loved the outdoors, and we decided to make a trip to Congaree National Park to take in some of the beautiful colors and scenery at that time of the year. My dad was in his 60s, but strong as a bull, and he was always pushing himself physically. And he had these old kayaks in the garage that we tied on top of the car. We got out on the water pretty early that morning, and even though it was an overcast day, the rain was holding off, and there was little to no wind. At one point, my dad took off ahead of me, taunting me to keep up with him if I could, but I was taking it pretty easy, just enjoying the sights and the sounds of the forest in the fall. I followed up with him on some narrow channels, and when I rounded the next corner where the water opened out again, I saw my dad sitting in his kayak, not paddling anymore, but sitting still and looking into the trees on the far bank. He saw me come around the corner and made this motion at me to be still and quiet. So I paddled very gently over to where he was, and he leaned in to tell me there's something big over there moving by the trees. I couldn't see anything at first, but after a few moments, I saw what I thought might be a deer shuffling around. The more I watched it, though, the more I thought to myself, what animal is that? I thought it looked like some freakishly big dog, but it was walking around first on two legs, then on four, and then two again, and it didn't seem to have a preference for either one. I couldn't make out its head clearly because it was moving around so much, but it had this vicious-looking snout and these huge orange eyes that were clearly visible through the trees. At one point, it stopped, and turned those eyes in our direction. We were both sitting there perfectly still, but I still don't think it could have seen us out on the middle of the water like that. If it did see us, it didn't do anything about it, except for move off along through the forest after a minute. My dad and I didn't say anything to each other, but I guess out of some instinctive curiosity, we both began to paddle after it, although very slowly and as quietly as we could. I was half thinking in my head that if it decided to come out into the water to get us, our pathetic little paddles wouldn't do much good, considering this thing looked like it weighed a ton. And the way it moved, I know it was a hunter by nature for sure. It didn't matter much in the end though, because once it took off along the bank, it started to get faster and faster until it was just a dark shape in the distance. And even if we'd been paddling full tilt, there's no way we could have kept up with it. My dad told me afterwards that he had been terrified the whole time, that he had heard these stories of some creature like that down in these parts from some of the locals, but hadn't believed them at the time. I was glad he said that though. I think the only reason I didn't lose my head completely when I saw that thing was that he was there, and I didn't want to lose face in front of my old man. A couple of years ago, my girlfriend and I took some time out to travel. What started off as a planned month-long vacation turned into an extended work break lasting almost 2 years, in which we went all over the US, Canada, and as far down as Mexico. One of the places we visited was Zion National Park in Utah, and we spent a few days exploring and being amazed by the variety of landscape, taking different hikes to see the canyons, climbing the mountains, and even learning how to do some rock climbing with a local guide. On the fourth day, we managed to get a wilderness permit, and we went to a place called the Virgin River Narrows in the morning. It's a gorge with these walls 1,000 feet tall, where you can wade through the river to get to the more difficult parts. It was a lot of fun, but in the afternoon, we wanted to be away from the crowds, so we went a little further into the wilderness and drove up one of the lesser used roads to this parking spot where we had a great view of the surrounding desert and these interesting rock formations. We camped under the stars that night, but we were woken up in the middle of the night by a really loud howling that didn't sound like it was all that far away from our tent. I went outside to listen. I thought that there would probably be coyotes in the park for sure, but I hadn't heard anything about wolves. And this howling, it was kind of scary, much deeper and more fearsome sounding than a coyote, I would have thought. I was listening for a minute, and then when the howl finished, there was this kind of snarling noise, deep and raspy. And what really frightened me was that it sounded much closer to us now. And I was sure that there must have been a cougar or something else out there. We were a good 15-minute walk from the car, so I didn't really know what I should do. I got back into the tent and talked about it with my girlfriend. And we decided to get out our cooking stuff and just make as much noise as we could hope in scaring whatever it was away. We both put our torches on, as well as this solar-powered lamp that we had, all inside the tent, and just sat there banging pots and pans together and shouting and screaming at the top of our lungs. When we finally stopped, we listened for a while, but we didn't hear anything else. So we laid down to sleep, but it was no good. And we just sat there talking and listening until we could see the first rays of light from the sun so we could get back to our car. But the worst part came when we were coming down the hill to where we parked our car. We were maybe a mile off, and we both could see this gigantic black thing moving around the car. It was like some kind of monster out of a story. This massive dog-headed animal just stalking around the area where the car was parked. We backed up to the top of the hill and crouched down watching it until it eventually ran off into some trees. But we sat there for a while waiting to see if it came back. In the end, we ran full tilt down the hill, jumped into the car as quick as we can, and I drove us out of there. At the first gas station, we pulled over and took stock of everything. We looked around the car, and my girlfriend found these huge scratch marks down the side of the car. Everyone we met after that would ask us about those scratch marks. Some people didn't believe us about what had done it, but some people did, and told us they'd heard of similar things in other parts of the country. I live in Yosemite Valley, And one of the main reasons to live there is to take advantage of the great hiking opportunities provided by the National Park System, which I also work for over the course of more than a decade. Sometimes I go out alone, but I usually have my dog with me, a 5-year-old German Shepherd who loves the outdoors as much as I do. One day I'm walking on one of my favorite routes around Mirror Lake with my dog by my side. The main part of the trail I was on was open to the sun, so I walked into the forest a little ways just to keep the shade on me as much as possible. I found what looked like an animal trail and followed it a good ways, but it was after about 2 miles that my dog started acting kind of funny. First, she became very alert. Her ears and tail pricked up and her whole body was rigid. She started this low growling that she does when she hears a car pull into my driveway. I trusted her and thought there might be another animal of some kind up ahead. So I turned back in the direction where we had come from. But as I walked away, the dog kept turning back, and her growling had turned into a vicious snarl that I hadn't really heard from her before. I was wondering what had gotten into her, and I peered as hard as I could into the trees behind us, but I couldn't see anything, so I just kept walking back towards the trail. I tried to keep her quiet, but the dog was getting hysterical, and by now I was pretty much dragging her along by the lead, but she kept turning, snarling, and barking. I really hoped that there wasn't a bear coming after us, but it was when I was pulling her along that I heard something big breaking behind us, and it was loud. It didn't sound like branches breaking so much as an entire tree being snapped in half. And in the trees deep into the forest, I could see something moving in the darkness. My dog wasn't snarling anymore, but she was now whining and getting as close to me as she could, cowering away instead of pulling back on the lead. I didn't need to be told that there was something coming this way and that I should get out of there as quickly as humanly possible. So that's exactly what I did. Forgot all my bear safety training and ran hard with my dog to the edge of the forest. I didn't hear any more noise behind us, but I had this feeling that you get when you spend a lot of time out in nature. You get this sixth sense for when things change somehow. And my instinct was just telling me to keep going and don't look back. But when I reached the edge of the forest, I did look back, and I could see it there, still far off in the deepest part of the trees, but where I had been less than a minute ago, I see these enormous yellow and orange eyes, and the face of some kind of monster dog surrounded by this thick black fur, like it was built for surviving in harsh weather. No one else was around, and my legs had that cold feeling when you're so scared your body just decides to shut down because it can't get away from the fear. My dog's ears were down, and she was still whining really low. I turned around as calmly as I could and just walked back up the trail, looking over my shoulder every few seconds the whole way, until I found some other people and I told them what I'd seen. I told the park rangers about it, but I don't know if anything ever came of what I told them. All I know is that I don't go near that part of the park anymore.